You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. How did I...
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Dungeon Cast. I'm Brian.
And I am William.
This is the podcast where we talk about everything Dungeons and Dragons.
And today we are joined by Jay Foster from Swole Initiative.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Jay.
Yeah, for those of you that don't know me, I make silly, relatable videos on Instagram, basically, on Swole Initiative. And then I also stream. I run a little streaming network, the Swole Initiative Network on Twitch. So, yeah, we're just here to throw together some spooky stuff, right?
Awesome.
Indeed,
yes.
Indeed we are. Thank you for coming on the show, Jay.
What are we talking about today, Will?
We are talking about the Blackguard. Wait, no, that's not a thing. That's fourth edition. Damn it.
Today we're talking about the
Oathbreaker Paladin. It's basically the Blackguard. All right, let's get into it. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Welcome, adventurers, to the Dungeon Cast.
The spooky times are here, if you can't tell from our awesome costumes. And on the Dungeon Cast, that means spooky topics all month long.
That's right.
And you know what's spooky? Being bad.
Yeah, sure is.
Downright villainous.
We're all bad. Badass.
That's right, guys. We are getting nefarious, vile, and wicked here on the Dungeon Cast. When you think of the paladin, wicked is not usually the first word that comes to mind. In fact, the stereotypical paladin is a shiny armor wearing goody two-shoes with serving gods and ideals of valor and justice, but not this paladin, not today. The Oathbreaker is pretty bad to the bone according to its in-game lore, and the flavor drips of pure evil. Features and spells with fiendish, necromantic, and tyrannical persuasion to them. It's not only one of my favorite paladin subclasses, but one of my favorite subclasses in the entire game, despite me getting its name wrong at the beginning of this episode. So let's get into it.
Okay.
You guys ready?
Take me down. Oh, for people that can't see us.
We're wearing cult cloaks.
We're wearing costumes.
Yes, we are.
So this
and
is
mine
on...
is the scariest of the three.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think yours is the most interesting.
Because I definitely knew that we were doing costumes before the recording.
Yeah, to be fair, the only person who knew we were doing costumes was Brian.
Yeah, that's true. Everything that was said was true. I went and grabbed some robes like 2 seconds before we hit record.
Indeed.
I threw them onto my body.
He did. And then he gave me one too.
I had a spare. If we have another guest on this month, I'll heads up them. Sorry, Jay.
It's fine. I'm here for the chaos, man.
All right. It's You're the Fiend.
It's You're the Fiend.
We are breaking away from that a little bit, though.
Only a little bit. This has a lot of fiendish qualities to it.
Ooh, excellent. Yeah, let's break it down.
All right. So an Oathbreaker is a paladin who breaks their sacred oaths to pursue some dark ambition or serve an evil power. Whatever light burned in the paladin's heart has been extinguished and only darkness remains.
Damn.
So if you break your oath and go this route, or if you just homebrew it where this is your oath, which is how I do it, you get these spells. So at 3rd level, you get Hellish Rebuke and Inflict Wounds. 5th level, you get Crown of Madness and Darkness. And 9th level, you get Animate Dead and Bestow Curse. 13th level, Blight and Confusion. And 17th level, Contagion and Dominate Person. Like, very evil, just very mean, aggravating spells. I love it.
Yeah. What is the common theme here? Animate Dead, Bestow Curse. Yeah, it's just evil stuff.
It's just evil.
So we got a bunch of stuff like fire, darkness, the dead are coming in. We're going to suck the water out of people.
Yeah, we're going to also give them the plague.
Give them the plague. Yeah. Well, that's contagion, right?
And blight might have like some plague.
I think
stuff
blight is the.
Be honest, I'm not,
it's kind of the death moisture stuff, out. Right?
Yeah.
Especially for like plants.
Yeah, it's definitely there's kind of two sides to the Oathbreaker that I see as we keep going through this is a little bit of necromancy, a little bit of fiendish stuff, and anything that can fit into those two categories as well. So
sick.
Moving on at third level, which is the level that you take this feature or this subclass, you get a channel divinity. In fact, you get two. The first one is called Control Undead. As an action, you target one undead creature you can see within 30 feet of you. The target must make a wisdom saving throw. On a failed save, the target must obey your commands for the next 24 hours, or until you use this channel divinity option again. An undead whose challenge rating is equal to or greater than your paladin level is immune to this effect. So at this point, you can only control challenge rating 2 undead, which is pretty potent. At level 3, just getting a level 2 monster for the day is pretty potent.
Hell yeah. Like anything where you can bump your action economy, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Truly, especially at low absolutely. Levels. Like, mm-hmm. yeah.
And also, it's just badass to be able to just point at the enemy. It's like, you're mine now. And then it just happens.
Sounds like Ghost Rider.
Yeah, I totally love, like, it's like the Oath of Vengeance, but, like, taken so much further.
Yeah,
like, do you absolutely. Know what I mean? That, like, anger and vitriol that you mm-hmm. carry.
Yeah, this feature kind of feels like a paladin feature, but instead of turn undead, right? Is that kind of the idea here? It's like, evil paladin,
it's
or evil cleric. I'm saying paladin.
It's got like you said with vengeance, and also it reminds me of is it the Oath of Tyranny? Is that am I remembering that correctly? Is it the Oath of Tyranny or Dominance? Look that one up. But this it has a tyrannical effect of like you are dominating another creature and enthralling it to yourself.
And Conquest.
Conquest, that's yeah. the one, yes. And I get that vibe from this feature as well, but of course, given that evil twist.
Okay.
The other channel divinity that you get is equally evil sounding. It's called Dreadful Aspect. So as an action, you can channel the darkest emotions and focus them into a burst of magical menace. Each creature of your choice within 30 feet of you must make a wisdom saving throw if it can see you. On a failed save, the target is frightened of you for 1 minute. If a creature frightened by this effect ends its turn more than 30 feet away from you, it can attempt another wisdom saving throw to end the effect on it. So this has a little bit of that turn undead effect, but it's just frightened, and it's on everybody who can see you.
I like it.
Yeah.
Wisdom saves, that's good. Always good to make your enemies make saves.
Yeah, I think with a lot of the channel divinity stuff, I always feel like one thing is more useful than the other, but I do feel like both of these are very, very, or very solid, with Control Undead being great if you're dealing with undead. And if you're not, Dreadful Aspect is useful.
Yeah, it's cool that it's affecting like multiple creatures.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like you got something for either scenario.
Yeah, basically. Next up is probably my favorite because it's hilarious sounding. At level 7, you get Aura of Hate.
Yeah.
So starting at 7th level, as well as any fiends and undead within 10 feet of you, you gain a bonus to melee weapon damage rolls equal to your charisma modifier, minimum of 1. A creature can benefit from this feature only one paladin at a time. And at 18th level, the range of this aura increases to 30 feet.
Oh, I see. So if you have multiple paladins in your party, they can't stack this bonus.
Yeah, it can't be stacked. Much like everything in 5e, nothing really stacks in this game.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just a blatant damage buff to you. And then if you're using that Control Undead, they get a damage buff. And since you also get, I believe, Animate Dead at level...
Yeah, is that 6th level you get that?
No, 9th level it looks like. Oh, but 7th level for this feature. But when you do get that, like it'll apply to them as well.
You're just so fucking mad.
You're just full of hate.
You're so mad everyone gets stronger.
It's absolutely, absolutely right.
That's amazing. All
right. Yeah.
I love how at level 15. This is.
Yeah, absolutely.
At level 15, you get supernatural resistance. You gain resistance to bludgeoning, piercing, and slashing damage from non-magical weapons. Now, this is probably the worst, I think, of all the features because I feel at level 15, you're not dealing with a lot of these damage types from non-magical sources. At level 15, you're probably fighting high fiends and dragons and a bunch of other stuff. I mean, hell, we just ended our campaign and y'all were level 15. You killed gods and stuff. Spoiler, sorry.
Jeez, well, was... that's some real big spoilers.
I mean, I'm being very general and not accurate when I say that, but
that's fine.
But yeah,
we do get very strong and we do cool end of campaign style stuff.
Yeah, nothing you guys were dealing with at any point was non-magical at that point.
Yeah, it makes it kind of cool for you to be, you know, like I'm walking through this battlefield of fucking normies, you know?
Yeah, that's true. The DM has to be aware of this feature and really want to make a spotlight of it, which could be an awesome moment.
Yeah, Jay, when you run your game, when you run your games, do you feel like I don't know, when you're prepping monsters, isn't this like a challenge rating 6 thing where this starts happening in creatures?
Like, yeah, well, I think you're thinking around level 6. I think the druid's beast form starts getting magical attacks. I believe that's correct.
Yeah, well, I mean, like the monsters that you're encountering start resisting regular slashing damage and stuff like that. Is that
is that a level 6 challenge rating 6 thing? I don't know if it's
somewhere
specific
like where
to
does that.
That
start? You know, like somewhere in that area. So it seems like monsters are getting it so early, and you getting it at 15th level is like. It's a little late, right?
It's a little underwhelming, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, guys.
Plus, like, at 15th level, like, you're probably tanking, like, built to tank to kind of negate those effects anyway.
Yeah,
do you know
absolutely.
What I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, when I've played higher level paladins and things, it's always, like...
You're at the front line.
Buffing is my hit points and my AC.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Getting that up there.
I will say that, like, the other features to this... class are solid, so it having the one kind of man one is fine with me, especially because the next one's hilarious.
It's like flavor,
yeah, especially because you get some really dope ones really early on.
Yes,
true, I feel absolutely. like the supernatural resistance, like I could see like when you run like maybe like a barrage of minions or something,
sure,
and like you want to highlight your player and he's just there just taking all of this damage and just like mowing people down left, right, and center. Like, I think that would be a cool moment for it.
Totally.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Before we move on to the next thing, I just want to say that this this cult robe that I'm wearing is absolutely stifling and I'm dying inside of it.
Why don't you pull the hood back?
No. Hail Demogorgon.
Oh, okay.
Shout out to Demogorgon.
We're cultists now.
Yes. We never weren't.
We have to keep the robe on.
The robe stays on.
The robe stays on during sex. I mean, just in general. Sorry.
Oh God. All right, guys. Final feature.
Wow.
Dreadlord. At 20th level, you can, as an action, surround yourself with an aura of gloom that lasts for 1 minute. The aura reduces any bright light in a 30-foot radius around you to dim light. Whenever an enemy that is frightened by you starts its turn in the aura, it takes 4d10 psychic damage. Additionally, you and any creatures of your choosing in the aura are draped in deeper shadow. Creatures that rely on sight have disadvantage on attack rolls against creatures draped in the shadow. So you're also kind of protecting people.
You're a dreadlord. Every piece of clothing you're wearing is from Hot Topic.
Absolutely. While the aura lasts, you can use a bonus action on your turn to cause the shadows in the aura to attack one creature. Make a melee spell attack against the target. If the attack hits, the target takes necrotic damage equal to 3d10 plus your charisma modifier. After activating the aura, you can't do so again until you finish a long rest. This is what a level 20 feature should generally look like. It should look awesome, it should be a little ridiculous, and it should do good damage.
Yeah, you should be taking damage just by being in its presence.
Yes, absolutely.
That's what this basically says.
That's like the paladin thing though, right? Like,
so imposing.
I know, like when they flipped it to like a charisma caster, I was always like, yes, it makes sense because it's just their presence.
Yes, you absolutely. Know? Absolutely.
That's like where all these effects come from, just them being there.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. They're so angry by level 20. And they have so many Invader Zim t-shirts and dark black wristbands.
Oh, we're talking like new school Hot Topic then.
No,
like,
absolutely. I also like the action economy. You know, the paladin doesn't need to use any action economy for the smites. So you get your 2 extra attacks in, you get your smites in if you want to, and then as a bonus action, like, hey, my shadow's also attacking you, and it does 3d10 plus my charisma modifier damage. So Oh, and you stood next to me, so there's another 4d10 psychic damage. So yeah, no, I love this. I love
30
this class.
Foot as well. That's yeah, like that's a big ass radius.
Yeah, it's yes, absolutely. It's a big portion of the battlefield.
The psychic damage is like you being nervous to talk to them because they look so fucking cool and all their like, you know, their lace.
You got your wallet chain.
Yeah, there we go. Oh, thank gosh. You. Will, give me a Hot Topic thing.
Dude, I don't go to Hot Topic,
I spit
man.
Out like four things.
You I got spit nothing. Out like one You've thing. Spit out all the things that I know. There's just band t-shirts and chains and lots of anime these days. There's a lot of anime in Hot
lots
Topic.
Of cat ears.
Yeah, cat ears.
Yeah, there we go.
They have cat ears
on. Could our paladin have cat ears on as well with
Absolutely.
Little bells?
Why not?
It's Halloween. They're
it's
dressed,
Halloween. They can do whatever the fuck
up.
They want.
It is a spoopy times.
It is.
They are just their high top boots are tied so tight, there and you go. Don't even know how they got them that tight. Mm-hmm. And they've got like a 2-inch platform on them.
All right, guys. I think it's time we take a short rest.
All right. Shout out to Team Agoka. Shout out to. Oh yeah! Shout out to Oh yeah! Hey folks, I'm here today to tell you about Visible. Something unfortunate about wireless services: what you see isn't always what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. No perception check required. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon for just $25 a month, taxes and fees included. If you're looking for a carrier that is upfront with no hidden fees, then go to visible.com to make the switch. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save, and you're going to be getting unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Visible is the wireless carrier that's constantly operating from a zone of truth. In their quest for total transparency, Visible wants you to know the monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at visible.com. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify is great. They're taking businesses of all sizes, cradling them in their arms to help them grow by giving them the tools they need. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success at every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/dungeoncast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/dungeoncast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/dungeoncast. Are you missing out on your favorite show because it's not available in your region? Trying to keep your private time private? Well, let me introduce NordVPN. Are you bored of US Netflix? Why not take it for a spin in the UK or vice versa? Using NordVPN and the click of a button, you can do just that. No need to travel to Japan for your favorite anime when NordVPN brings it right to you. With 5,000 plus server options, no show is out of your reach. Use the link nordvpn.com/dungeoncast and you can receive a huge discount on a 2-year plan plus one free month. Everybody loves to binge, but privacy is a big deal too. NordVPN keeps your information encrypted so you never have to worry about your IP or location getting out. NordVPN has doubled down on keeping you safe with their new threat protection feature. Say goodbye to intrusive website ads and malware. Even if you download an infected file, threat protection kicks in and deletes it before it makes a mess of your computer. Don't forget, there's literally no risk to you with their 30-day money-back guarantee. Give it a try, and if you like it, great. If you don't, they'll issue a refund, and you can pretend the entire situation never even happened. Be sure to check out nordvpn.com/dungeoncast to get your subscription started today. We've returned. We're here with Jay from Swole Initiative.
Indeed we are.
Please check out his stuff. I found you on Instagram. And you did. I was like, check that beard. Oh my God. This guy's as buff as his tag says he is.
He really is.
Yeah. So, it was funny, right? Because you started following me and I got the notification on my phone and I was watching the Dungeon Cast at the time.
Whoa.
I think I messaged you and I was like, hey.
Yeah, are like, you weird. This guy? Yeah, yes. Yes, I am. Hi. Yeah, and that's how it started is the gram, baby.
Yeah, yeah. That's primarily where I'm at. Just at Swole Initiative, S-W-O-L-E, and then Initiative, which you probably know how to spell if you're watching this.
Yeah,
but yeah, so my whole shtick is just making like relatable content to D&D players and dungeon masters and things that I feel like everyone kind of goes through. But yeah, I'm just putting like comedy spin on it, you know, the whole real game and things like that. And then I'm going to be releasing. Oh, my ears are falling off. Hold on.
No.
You're telling me you're not actually a Herringon?
My secret is out. So I'm going to be releasing like more content to do with like conventions and things. Like there's awesome companies that are having me out to conventions to do some con coverage for them, like WizKids and Norse Foundry and things like that. So you may see my face popping up. I did some interviews at Gen Con recently this year.
Awesome.
Where I went to the WizKids booth and they had the Wand of Orcus that you can hang on your wall, but you can take it off. So I was like, wouldn't it be dope if I could attach my mic to the Wand of Orcus and interview people about all the new stuff? And they were like, absolutely do it. So yeah. So
hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So I'll be releasing like very soon some of the things that are coming out from WizKids this next couple of months. And it's all interviews done with the Wand of Orcus going back and forth.
That's awesome.
It's just dumb. Really cool. It's just dumb, nerdy stuff.
No, it's fantastic. Are you kidding me?
But yeah, and then we also run streams, live games on the Swole Initiative Network. That's a Twitch channel, and we're on YouTube as well. That's where we archive all of our previous things. And that's getting some pretty cool traction. There's a couple of homebrew campaigns on there. We're going to be starting the Spelljammer campaign very, very soon with some really dope guests, awesome. Which I won't announce yet. But I'm pretty excited for it. hopefully I'll see you guys on there. But
yeah,
at least one of the like mini arcs or something. That'd be cool.
Yeah, I'd be down.
But yeah, we got a couple of different homebrew campaigns. We're adding some Cthulhu one-shots in there, Call of Cthulhu stuff. Ooh. And then dropping some other things in there where I don't have to actually be involved in it because I don't have to be in everything.
Yeah, you don't want to spread yourself too thin. Absolutely.
That's it. Yeah.
True.
So,
it's a Swole Initiative network, huh?
Yes, that's it. So it's not just me. It was my brainchild and then like other people come together and make it what it is.
That's awesome.
You know,
it's really cool.
It's like being a DM. Like people say, oh, you're a great DM. And I'm like, yeah, great. But it's easy when my players are as awesome as they are.
Yeah,
I have to give them very little to get a lot back.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's very much so like that. Like I count on a lot of people to make it really awesome. So
it's the same over here. There's a lot of people who are behind the scenes who I don't know what the hell we would do without them.
I know. Yeah. team effort for sure. We relate there. Okay. So Jay, have you built one of these awesome Oathbreakers today?
You mean Blackguards? I mean Oathbreakers. Yeah, you're right.
Yes. So I had like 20 minutes before this meeting started. So yes, I wrote down some notes in really bad handwriting. So I have a backstory. Do we want to introduce like the backstory part of my...
You do it in whatever order you want, man.
Yeah, I'm sure. Whatever you think is best. This is your character. You know them better than anybody. And you've known them 20 minutes longer than me.
Yeah, so originally, Elmar, the Loxodon, Oath of the Crown Paladin.
Loxodon. That's so cool. That's from Guildmaster's Guide, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Cool. Elephant person.
Mm-hmm.
Sworn to serve the king of the Loxodon Empire of Elephantria. King Elodin, Yes. I start all of my characters being stupid, and then it takes a hard turn. Yeah. So expanding the empire in service to their crown, but eventually becoming suspicious of the crown's motives for that empire expansion, he starts asking too many questions. And so the crown eventually becomes alerted to all of these questions that are being asked. And so sends his company on large warships to go to this battle, but it is doomed to fail. So they reach the beaches and are offloaded, Elmar taking like the front line and running on, everyone going after him as the commander of his company. They like breach the beaches basically, and then the ships start pulling up everything and backing out. They leave and they are faced with this cliff, so all of the enemies have the high ground. And it is just a massacre. So they're just wiped out, other than Elmar, who survives by his will alone. And after the battle has died down, he dons himself in the ivory of his brethren.
Holy shit. Wow.
And starts raising his undead army to take
back. Oh, yes!
Badass.
The elephant graveyard.
Yes, exactly.
That's awesome. Hell yeah. Tell me more. That can't, it can't end there.
So to go and take back Elephantria, and so that would be the start of his arc.
I love it. That's
but excellent. It's really dope because I looked it up, and Loxodons can use their trunk as a snorkel.
Ooh.
So I just had this image of him just like coming up out of the water, like from like marching from along trunk. The water.
I like Absolutely. That Pirates of the Caribbean scene where they're all under as skeletons. That's fucking dope.
Just all the seaweed and stuff like hanging out of like
cool.
Yes.
That's so, super like, cool.
So yeah, so I just wanted to pick an oath that is easily broken. And I was like,
right.
Evil king, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's
easiest one. Because then that leaves it in the gray area. And I love gray villains.
Yes, absolutely. Right?
So I loved the idea of having him be like, no, he's kind of right. He's going about right. it maybe the wrong way, but he's kind of right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So yeah, so that's how I love making all of my villains and things. And so yes,
that was excellent. What was the name again?
Elmar. But his friends know him as Ellie.
Ellie the Lox. It's not quite there because it's
dude,
a
no,
I
know.
I like it a lot because it is an elephant. Like you're there. Yeah, you are
absolutely,
there.
Absolutely. No, the Loxodon pick threw me for a loop at first because I thought we were going silly, but you turned what was a silly.
I know.
Start
that's the thing. Like that's
cool.
What happens with all my damn characters. I'm like, oh, what's the stupidest thing I can make? Yeah. And then I start putting layers on them, cool. And I'm like, oh no.
I got
then
like darkness creeps in. I don't know why, but I was getting a Warhammer 40K vibes for some reason. I don't know what it was. It was like a Space Marine vibe.
Is it the Elmar? Kind of sounds like
maybe,
Eldar.
Maybe that's it. And it just
it reminded me of that when I wrote it down.
Yeah, yeah. And then the story's
so that,
just kind of
that
metal
was just a
and
fantasy play on Elmar.
Metal. Yeah,
Elmar.
All right, what like stats Elma does Fudd. Elmar have?
Stats? Oh crap! I guess we better do that, huh?
Yeah, sure.
What do we use? Is it just like
I usually
standard
use
array?
D&D Beyond, but I could pull it up here
yeah,
for you if
so
you don't have it.
I think it would be cool if they're not generated yet, and that's kind of what we've been doing anyway,
is
if you roll 46.
Oh, boy.
Drop the lowest.
We have been doing it. Really.
So I have to roll?
You don't
have some amazing dice to my side. So
if D&D Beyond has an option where you can use that to roll, but if you want to physically roll, I'll believe everything you say.
I will. 18 across the board.
I will. I have beautiful gemstone dice from Norse Foundry. So
hell yeah, like,
that's cool.
Which do I pick? I'll go to bloodstone, sandstone, jade, and
we love dice here.
Yes, there we go.
Quite good. Yes, dice.
46. All right, first one is an 11.
Okay, I'll keep track of them for you. You got 11.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was a good one. 16.
Nice.
Okay, 11 and 16.
Got to be strength.
Unless triple six, baby.
No.
Halloween.
13.
13, okay. You're still solid. You're very, very solid still.
Yeah, I think you have a usable character at this point.
I got three more? Three more?
Yeah, three more.
Yeah.
Oh, this is... Okay. Okay. We found our dump stat, guys. Six.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
He's really bad at something.
Oh, no. Seven.
Eight. He's really bad at something.
Eight. Still.
He's really bad at something.
Nine, 12.
Okay.
Cool.
At this point, we're basically hitting the standard array.
Yeah, that tends to happen.
Oh, that wasn't good. That is a 6, 7.
Okay.
Oh, we got two bad ones.
This is how I rolled
three
for
three ones and a two and a four.
This is pretty much how I rolled for my last character build, Hesker Holden. He had two dumpies. Right.
So how are we placing these, gentlemen?
Oh, God.
Where's the 16 going?
Yeah, we got 16.
Also, your pluses, your ability score mods from your race. I usually go with custom, and
that's what I do. I don't like to.
I welcome you to go custom, man.
Sweet. All right, so we got a 16, right? That's our big boy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's got to be strength.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll put that in strength. And then you have your next highest is 13, followed by 12 and 11.
Oh, well, got to be charisma. For the 13. For my casty boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you got your 12.
And then what, a 12 and an 11?
Yeah.
Oh, I feel like the 12 should go in con.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Then are you wise or are you smart?
Or am I dexterous? Well, not really dexterous.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Do I just don't want to take a negative? Don't want to take a negative. And you know what? It makes sense for him to
be bad.
I'm going to put the dexterity as 11.
Okay.
Okay.
And then our two dumpy boys are in intelligence, wisdom. What was it? It was an 8 and
a 7.
He's so full of hate and rage. He no longer thinks. He only acts.
He can't remember any books he read. He's too fucking mad.
So, well, this kind of plays in, right? So I like making them optimal, but as long as it makes sense with their story, because I come up with the story first. So it makes sense for him to be sort of low intelligence, low wisdom, because he's just going along with what the crown's telling him the whole time. So. He's completely like he spent years in service killing, you know, hundreds of whatever,
doing terrible things, enemies and things,
just to expand their empire, doing terrible things, thinking that he's doing the right thing the whole time just because the king said so. So I'm going to put I'll put the 8 in intelligence and the 7 in wisdom, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Got it.
Yeah, I think that tracks.
And then. And then I get my increases as well.
You do.
Yeah, when you go custom, is that just generate you like a +2, +1?
Yeah, you get to choose.
Yes.
So I would probably put the +1 into the
Cha.
Into Cha.
Or
two into con.
That'll bump it up by one.
Yep, that's what I was thinking, just to get it up another modifier on the charisma.
Charisma.
And then
What fighting style are you choosing for this guy? I'm picturing great weapon. I don't picture a sword.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to get away from that image, right?
A giant fucking hammer.
Yeah. Maybe it's got... Oh. Yeah, maybe it's some kind of like scythe thing that's got like a tusk on it or something.
I like that.
Ooh,
yeah,
nice.
That's fucking cool. Oh, yeah.
I was born with a third tusk. I removed it and fashioned it into this here scythe.
Well, that's his new weapon.
Yeah.
His undead things, right?
Yeah.
So my +2, yeah, I'll probably put that in. Yeah, probably constitution just to...
You need the HP.
That brings you up to 14s in both of those. I think that's a wise decision for balanced play here.
Let's see here. And what level is he? What are we deciding on the level?
Oh, I don't know.
What level does he have his aura of hate? I feel like he should.
Yeah, he's definitely level 7 now, right?
Level 7, right? Yeah.
Okay. The second he put the blood on himself, he leveled up.
Yeah, he got that aura of hate.
He was level 6 for so long.
Here's a question. I usually, when I build Oathbreakers, I like to flavor my dreadful aspect to be like specific to my guy. Any ideas for what Elmar's dreadful aspect would look like?
Ooh. So that is, remind me which one that is.
It's a channel divinity where you frighten everybody who can see you. In 30 feet, you channel the darkest emotions and focus them into a burst of magical menace.
Yep. I have a feeling that just within his aura, you can just, like, outside of the aura, you hear nothing, but within it, you hear just screams and trumpet calls from dying elephants.
Oh, man.
That's fantastic. Yeah.
Can you hear them marching? You hear that, like, rumbly low end, like, oh, God. The terror and the dread, the stampede, the calls.
Stampede.
Some drums.
Absolutely.
That's fucking cool.
Jumanji.
No.
Yeah, I did it. I fucking did it. It's the new thing. Will, welcome back.
It's taking place of the Pirates of the Caribbean somehow.
It's Jumanji now. It's always been Jumanji.
I love this fucking character. Like, I absolutely
also
love
Jumanji.
It.
And your character.
I also do love Jumanji. Anything you want to add to Elmar? Any like particular piece of equipment or tidbit or a specific spell that you're like, oh, he needs this? Any feet?
Man, yeah, I was thinking of a feet. Something that kind of makes him unbreakable. Maybe like what's that one?
Charger feet.
Yeah, chargers.
Yeah.
Cool. I was gonna say wouldn't it be cool to have a feet that makes him like ungodly fast for whatever reason? Like mobile,
like mobile?
Or something weird.
Oh.
Yeah.
God, that would scary. That'd be horrific.
That's super scary.
Like, you just hear this stampede coming and this elephant is running at you so damn fast on two legs.
Yeah. I feel like he, with the mobile feet, he is just elephant Batman at this point.
Yes.
That's pretty good.
I like it.
Elephant Man.
Elephant Man. They definitely need to make that spinoff.
Wow. I'm very impressed. Great job, Jay.
That's what I did with my 20 minutes.
That's good, man. Yeah. Excellent work. So remind us one more time where we can find you and your stuff.
Yeah. Instagram mainly, @SwoleInitiative. Same on Twitter. And then Twitch is twitch.tv/SwoleInitiativeNetwork.
Awesome man.
Well, thanks for coming on, dude. It was a lot of fun. We'll have to have you on again.
Absolutely. This was this was dope. And I've admired you guys for a long time from far away. So
appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm glad we found each other on the Soch, man.
Well, like I was telling you before we started recording, like I've been watching you guys since before I started playing D&D. So, you know, like I would be working my terrible day job and just have the Dungeon Cast on, just absorbing all the lore and things, because that's what I love. So, yeah.
That's awesome, man.
Thank you, guys.
Of course, man. Thank you. And let us know about the Spelljammer thing. I'm interested.
Absolutely. It's going to be dope.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, we'll be in touch for sure.
Hell yeah.
Can you see him?
I do.
It's an Astral Dreadnought.
I see it. It looks amazing. All right, guys. Well, I think there we can get ready for our long rest.
Yeah.
Shout out to Team of Gorgon. Oh, yeah.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the long rest. We just got done talking to Jay from Swole Initiative, who built a really awesome Loxodon character, and I'm very excited to finally have him on the show. I've been talking to him for a while now, and yeah, despite Hurricane Ian coming and knocking at his door, he still did a Dungeon Cast recording. So thank you so much, man.
Thank you, man.
Really, really appreciate it.
It was a joy having you on, dude.
We're big fans of each other, and that was nice to cross-pollinate the way we did. Yeah. Yeah. Check out our Kickstarter, drakenstar.com. That's I spelled it wrong. DRAKEN star. .com.
You got it. Yeah, it's for the Kickstarter for the book Starseeker's Guide to Dragonstar.
where we are bringing the campaign setting of Super Quest Saga to life. It is a space opera slash like cowboy western slash high fantasy genre setting. Basically, I am taking the world of D&D. We're taking the world of D&D and fast forwarding it 120,000 years into the future. So it's got a very particular flavor, and I think it's got a lot to offer. Even if you're not familiar with the podcast Super Quest Saga, and we're close to being funded. So if you're interested, go check out Dragonstar.com. Throw us a few shekels, and let's get this bad boy to 20,000.
Shekel that shit up, baby! Don't be scared. It's gonna be dope. There's really cool stretch goals. I really hope we make it to some of those. I'm gonna be funding it pretty soon, so I can guarantee myself my physical copy. Once the project gets funded. Yeah, check it out. So if you are looking for other ways to support us, you can go to patreon.com/thedungeoncast and see what's happening there. There's a lot of cool stuff. We're doing a lot of I think we're probably going to have some user or some patron voted episodes coming up pretty soon. We're doing that there. We're putting up polls and getting everybody's pulse on what they want to see on the show. And yeah, so go check that out. We've got a lot of cool projects that are going to be going on there pretty soon, too. Check us out on social media like Twitter and Instagram. You can check us out. I changed my Instagram name again to BNDD20 instead of like the other weird thing I was doing. I think that's a little more catchy, rolls off the tongue. And the most important thing is that it was available for choosing, which has been the biggest problem. I've had a lot of good name ideas, and none of them are available. I think there's just a bunch of bunk accounts out there sucking up all the good names. So BNDD20, you can catch me there. Let's see, what else we got? Anything? Discord? You can go to Discord. Email us at thedungeoncast@gmail.com. We have a P.O. box, too. I'm thinking about at the end of spoopy times, after the Kickstarter is over, doing like more stuff with the P.O. box, seeing if we can get some postcards in, and maybe we'll do a giveaway based off the postcards or something like that. Yeah. Send people some dice or a Hero Forge mini. Because it would be cool to see some stuff going on there.
Absolutely.
At all.
I mean, some stuff has gone on there. Yeah. It's been a while.
Yeah. We use it for business reasons too, but like it would be cool to see some fan mail come in, especially if it's a postcard. And we will read it on the show in the long rest portion if you do that, if you're okay with it. Don't send a postcard if you don't want me to read it, pretty much. Just the idea. Send a letter. Specify that you do not want it read. And we do read our fan mail. Actually, we got a really kick-ass email the other day too. I just remembered. We get fan email a lot. Mm-hmm. And thank you guys. We read all that, and I think we're responding to most of it these days. We always tried to respond to all of it if we could, but stuff falls through the cracks. But we got a super nice one the other day, and they didn't want me to shout them out in particular. But if you're listening, and I think you know who you are, and you know, keep putting the bicep on it, my guy, my dude. Will, do you have any idea what I'm talking about?
I have no idea.
I will bring it to Will's attention if he hasn't read it, because it was a very heartwarming email, and we're super stoked for you. So, just know that I think they specified specifically not to shout them out.
Okay.
But they said it was cool that, as long as we didn't do it by name.
So. Gotcha.
This one's for you.
Indeed.
All right. Well, yeah. Shit.
I think we can call it a game.
Let's call it a game.
We'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.
The Dungeon Cast.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical, New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.